With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. President Joe Biden officially blocked Nippon Steel's $14.9 billion purchase of U.S. steel on Friday, citing national security concerns, dealing what could be a fatal blow to the contentious plan after a year of review. The U.S. Transportation Department imposed a $2 million penalty on JetBlue Airways for operating delayed flights on domestic routes. As part of the consent agreement with the airline, JetBlue will pay a $1 million fine, and the remainder will go to compensate customers affected by its chronic delays or any future disruptions within the next year. PayPal has been sued by an Asian-American businesswoman who accused the digital payments company of racial bias for restricting part of a $535 million investment program to Black and Hispanic applicants. Bankrupt restaurant chain TGI Fridays received court approval to sell 9 of its 39 corporate-owned locations to repay its creditors. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
The two terrorist attacks last week, one in New Orleans that killed 14 people, the other in Las Vegas that resulted in the death of a man driving a truck full of explosive devices, is another reminder no one is safe in America. From crime on the streets and illegal immigrants to an outgoing administration that has not devoted sufficient attention to terror threats, preferring instead to go after pro-lifers and parents upset about